What's up, babe? No, you didn't wake me. Just, lying here with my eyes closed and breathing like I was asleep. What's wrong? You can't sleep. Oh, babe. How long have you been laying there awake? Oh my god, honey, please don't wait an hour to wake me up next time. Why? Because I love you. I don't want you to lay there stressed out and alone. That is the loneliest feeling in the world. You can't sleep. Everyone else is out. I'm stretching. I'm not tired. See? I'm wide awake. So what's wrong, babe? Why can't you sleep? Yeah, stress is an understandable answer. Okay, first of all, come here. Here, let me pat your hair. No, I know you like it. Just that little stroking on your temples. There. Close your eyes and just feel that. Nice and light and soft. Does it help, baby? You're welcome. I'm glad you love it. I'm glad I smell good, thank you. Sleepy skin, it always smells good. So, do you want to talk about it? Work shit? Yeah, I figured. It's always hard at the beginning of the year. I know, we're all maxed out on cards. Don't worry, they'll get paid off. They always do, it's fine. It's just gonna take a couple months, but that's okay. We can do it. Your hours are gonna pick up, they always do. No, that's why you have Christmas and then boring January where we don't drink and we have all these resolutions to eat. Simple, boring diet food and not be extravagant. Yeah, it's like, I don't know. December's the fun and January's the hangover, right? But the no hangovers always end. You just need a couple things. You need greasy food. And lots of water. And a perfect, perfect woman in bed with you. See, I'd say you're pretty set. You'll recover. And anyway, we have all this cool stuff now to play with from Christmas. We can spend a month just hanging out and gaming and I'll cook for you on all my new little gadgets you got me. I do love cooking for you. I don't know, it's just cute. I love your face when you get home and like the house smells good. I know, I'm a 50s housewife deep down. But it is cute. It is cute to like look all cute for you and have dinner ready to go. I know, I believe in gender roles. I do. I believe in everybody's right to defy them if they want, but I definitely fall right into them. You're lucky for it. No, but really, babe, it's gonna be fine. Yeah. No, really. This month is designed to stress people out. You just gotta get through it and it'll be okay. I promise. It always is. Should we plan a vacation? Yeah, with all the money we don't have right now. We can plan a fake vacation. I kind of like the idea, actually. I'm gonna plan our trip to the Maldives. I'm gonna pretend we have. What do you think? 50,000 to blow? Yeah. 50,000 to blow on a perfect trip to the Maldives, and we'll get one of those overwater bungalows. Wake up and look down the little glass bottom floor every morning, see what's swimming underneath us. And then the staff will show up and bring us all this gorgeous fruit, all cut up, and some kind of cocktail, right? And then we'll go for a swim and lounge in the hammock. Spend all day reading books and cuddling and swimming and drinking and other things. And we'll come back all tan and fat and happy. First class, of course. Yeah. $50,000. Yeah, they were. I hope they have flatbeds. We'll have our own little suite on the plane. How about that? They do have. Oh God, I was just reading about this. There's some. I think it's maybe Emirates Air. Somebody's got. Somebody's got like an actual suite on the plane for first class passengers. It's like you get a living room and a bathroom with its own shower and a bedroom. Right? We could travel anywhere if we go like that. And since I'm spending our imaginary money frivolously. Yeah, well, definitely. Well, we could always go to Fiji then, too. Longer flight, more time to enjoy it. You're right, we could join the Mile High Club that way. Right, well, let's have that be our Christmas present to each other this year. Just, save $50,000 real quick, okay? Yeah, no, we won't spend all 50,000 on the trip. It's just, you gotta buy me all kinds of things to wear while we're there, so let's round that out. Oh, babe, I'd be happy doing anything with you. It doesn't matter. We can have Easy Mac. And as long as we have some kind of shelter over our heads, that's really all that matters. Besides, nothing's permanent. Things are always changing and getting better. I know, you're so. I know. Stress is inevitable. I'm sorry, honey. So here's how I like to think about it, okay? I like to think about it like. Yeah, when I do my meditation. Yeah. I think about it like. So, your thoughts, like your mind is this giant train station, right? And all these trains are pulling in and out. They're all thought trains. They come in and they go. And you get to pick which trains you jump on and which trains you do not board. So every anxious train that pulls into the station, every anxious chain of thought that pops up, you can look at it. You can acknowledge it. Anxiety Express, yeah, on track 7, just arriving. You can say it's there, you can see it there. But you don't have to jump on it either. Because I think trying to ignore things doesn't really help, right? They just keep pushing. But by acknowledging it and saying this is not a train I'm going to get on, eventually it does. It leaves the station. And if you're not on it, then it's gone. That's that. And instead, we can think about all other all other trains that are comfy and wonderful to stick around on. Like planning tropical vacations. Hypothetical tropical vacations. See, that's a train I'll ride for a while. It just feels so good to be in the sun all day and then get in cool water and nice cold drinks. See, I can, yeah, you're right, I'm not getting off of that train, am I? But try it for me. Try accommodating the feeling, but not grabbing onto it. And while you're working on that, it always helps to take deep breaths. There you go, yeah. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Sweet thing. I love you. I promise it's gonna be okay. Okay, you wanna hear like the damage control immediate sort of like triage stuff? Alright. You're safe. You're warm. You're loved. You're cared for. You have me. You have everything that brings you joy. And you have the ability to be really strong and get through whatever you need to get through to come out feeling better on the other side. Yep, and I gotcha. If you need help along the way, I gotcha. But you are safe. You are warm. You are loved. And you are cared for. And I promise that if you're patient enough, everything is gonna be okay, baby. Everything's gonna be okay. You starting to feel sleepy? I can tell. You just got heavier and warmer. I love when you're all sleepy and snuggly. See, this is free, by the way. Cuddling like this, waking up and having me in the middle of the night. This will always be there. Always, always. I love you. And I'm here if you need me, okay? Okay, good. Here, give me a kiss. Give me a kiss. I love you too. Now, if you're sleepy, then spoon me nice and tight. And let's get a couple more hours, okay? Okay. I love you, baby. Sweet dreams. Finally. Night again.